Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the NovaCare Complex in South Philadelphia, home of your tied for first place Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC East. I'm Dave Spadaro. We welcome you into Eagles Live today. Got a busy show for you, recapping a fun day at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Great environment. Thanks to all the Eagles fans who were there. And the Eagles emerge from Green Bay, Wisconsin, with a 27-13 victory. We will share some of the reaction from the fans, from the players, from the coaches, and then we'll hear from head coach Chip Kelly, a critical day after press conference, updating the injury status of some players. We'll all get to that. Take a look at some of the numbers from yesterday, just to refresh a memory that doesn't want to go away quite yet. Nick Foles, 3 more touchdown passes. Outstanding performance from him. Again, no interceptions. LeSean McCoy, 25 carries, 155 yards, including 50 big yards on a final drive that encompassed 9 minutes and 32 seconds off the clock. Riley Cooper, the touchdown maker, 3 catches, 2 touchdowns, a routine day. And D'Amico Ryans, let's hope the people start talking, as Ike Reese did on our postgame show presented by Rico, of D'Amico Ryans for the Pro Bowl. What a season he's having at the inside linebacker position. So the Eagles get to 5-5, their 5th win of this season on the road, thanks to some crazy Eagles fans trying to keep up with all those Packer cheeseheads. We thank you for coming out. Fans from Michigan, fans from all over the Midwest, and some coming from the Philadelphia area out to Lambeau Field to cheer on their Philadelphia Eagles. And it was quite an environment. Yeah, the Birdhead there having a good time, and we thank you again for taking a look at that. So what about some of the reaction? Well, where else do you go for reaction? You go to Twitter, and that's where we're going to go right now and take a look at what some fans saying about a 27-13 win for the Eagles over the Packers. Yeah, it is a great day after when the Eagles win. Agree with you there. These kinds of words, it just gets you fired up because you realize how much an Eagles win means to people. You know? I love it. How about from the players? Pretty excited as well. Mission accomplished. That's whole the military mentality on this salute to service celebration that the NFL is having. And happy military day, by the way, for all of you. Vinny Curry, a great team win. And Vinny giving his hug to the referee there. A funny moment. Todd Harriman's, yeah. Oh, see, it's all about the team. We, LeSean McCoy, team win. And how about Najee Good? Gets on the field in place of Michael Kendricks and makes some plays. Speaking of Michael Kendricks, let's get you caught up on the day's headlines. Some injuries that we've got to update, and to do that, let's go to Bo Wolf with today's headlines.
Well, thanks, Dave, and let's get to the headlines here on this Veterans Day and a happy VGB Day here at the NovaCare Complex. The Eagles now tied atop the division at 5-5 with the Dallas Cowboys. They'll have a chance to gain sole possession of first place in the NFC East this Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field when they welcome in the Washington Redskins. Now, yesterday's 27-13 win over the Green Bay Packers, highlighted by several players, starting, of course, with Nick Foles, who stayed hot, 12 of 18 for 228 yards, 3 touchdowns, all of over 30 yards, 2 of them to Riley Cooper for a 149.3 quarterback rating, coupled with his perfect 158.3 quarterback rating last week. That is the greatest 2-game stretch of quarterback ratings in NFL history. So Foles stays hot, but that wasn't it. The Eagles running game got back to what they do best. They've been stymied over the past few weeks. LeSean McCoy had only 100-yard game over his last 5 games coming in against the Packers. The Packers had the 5th best run defense in the league, and LeSean McCoy still went 25 carries for 155 yards, highlighted by the final drive of the game that salted away the final 9-plus minutes on the clock. Shady had 50 yards rushing in that drive alone as the Eagles salted away the game. And then on defense, this defense continues to improve. They've held opponents to 20 points or fewer in each of the last 6 games. Yesterday, they held Eddie Lacy to 73 carries on 24 yards. They held the Packers to 0 touchdowns in their 4 red zone opportunities. And they did it while showcasing their depth. Rock Carmichael got the start at outside cornerback for Bradley Fletcher. Najee Good filled in at middle linebacker. And Patrick Chung played his most extensive time at safety since returning from that shoulder injury. The few bits of bad news, though, for the Eagles came in the first quarter. 3 injuries: Jason Peters, Michael Kendricks, and Earl Wolf. We will get the full update on those 3 guys coming up when Chip Kelly meets the media live right here at 1 o'clock on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
All right, thank you very much, Bo. Just some numbers for you to kick around in your brains on this afternoon here. Eagles offense ranks first in the NFL in rushing yards, fourth overall, ninth in passing. And the Eagles defense up one spot in total yardage at 31. It was 32 a week ago. But the important statistic for the Eagles defense, they are 15th in the league in points allowed. So they've played really well in the red zone here of late. And yesterday holding the Packers to zero touchdowns in four trips to the red zone. A little agonizing at times yesterday, I agree. You get to that third-string quarterback, you expect a blowout, but a methodical approach for the Eagles on defense and a big play offense, getting the job done, and the Eagles now 5-5. What is a Monday without Spud Cam? I take around my little camera during game days and show you what I see. So here, let's take a look at Spud Cam.
That. I'll take a couple of those today. Love it. Crazy.
What can I tell you? When you see Howie Roseman in the end zone, as fired up as he was, it gets you fired up. I mean, this is a guy who's put this roster together, the Eagles heading in the right direction, and everyone leaving Lambeau Field, I'll use the word, giddy after that win on Sunday. When we return, what else are we going to talk about first? The Eagles offense. Big plays galore. And Nick Foles, don't look now, but he's got 16 touchdown passes and zero interceptions. The Redskins awaiting. We come back in just a moment on Eagles Live with a look at the Eagles offense.
Here you go.
Mmm, spicy.
You mean her?
No, it's the spicy smoked sausage sandwich. See?
It better be.
Grab the new spicy smoked sausage breakfast sandwich. It's the smoked sausage you crave, now spicy. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love. Like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 match fix chances, 5 cash buys, 4 big fours, 3 daily numbers, 2 Mega Millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Today is the first time in a long time we go surfing while well rested. Time for some 6 a.m. Dunkin' Coffee. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Coffee.
brewed to perfection for the rich, smooth taste you love. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Hey, if you haven't heard, when the Eagles win, you win. Thanks to Dunkin' Donuts. Download the Dunkin' Donuts mobile app and receive a free medium hot coffee or a 24-ounce iced coffee the day after an Eagles win. That means for all participating Dunkin' Donuts in the Philadelphia area today, if you have the app, go in there and get yourself something delicious to drink. Splash in a little sugar, maybe some lemon. I don't drink coffee. I'm naturally too hyper. I can't drink coffee, right? No surprise. All right, the Eagles offense yesterday, again, 400 yards of offense. Again, big plays down the field. Again, Nick Foles beating a defense deep. And then the Eagles running the football down the Packers' throats late in the game. You know what's an interesting stat there? The possession. Time of possession for much of the game was just tremendously lopsided in the favor of the Green Bay Packers. And then the Eagles run off the last 9.5 minutes. So you look at it, the Packers had more than doubled the Eagles in time of possession. What did it mean? How about the total plays? We make such a big deal about total plays. What does it mean? Total yards? Really doesn't mean that much. Two key statistics, though, for the Eagles offense. Got to be better in the red zone. Eagles 0-4 in the red zone. And then the defense outstanding at keeping the Packers to field goals in this game. The top performers for the Eagles offense, Nick Foles, 228 passing yards, a passer rating of 149.3. Not perfect, but we'll get there, Nick. LeSean McCoy leads the NFL in rushing yards with 932 of them, and also in all-purpose yards from the line of scrimmage. He's averaging 4.8 yards per carry. Look at that rushing average on Sunday. And then Riley Cooper has been as good as any receiver in the league in the last 5 weeks, continues to do it, creating separation, using his body well. He has been just outstanding. It's something that head coach Chip Kelly spoke about after the game. The head coach talks about the offense.
I thought how they finished the game on offense was really outstanding. It's a good football team. Winning on the road is very difficult in this league, and we did it again, so we'll take it. Yeah, I mean, we throw it in their hands. They should catch it. You know, I thought Jason had a really nice catch, you know, when Nick was under some pressure. Riley made a real good catch down by the, you know, for the touchdown there on a long post pass. So, I think everybody contributed this win offensively, defensively. Everybody played a lot of guys today, so we don't talk like that. So we're not, I don't care who's running the ball, whether it's Bryce, Shady, whoever. We're trying to be a balanced operation, and everything we do is we kind of, what are they doing to us and how are we going to react to what they do to us? And I thought our offensive front did a decent job blocking, you know, when there was some pretty good matchups there. So I thought Brent Celek was outstanding on the perimeter, really, really getting the corner for us, whether the ball was cutting back to him or we were trying to set the edge. So it was a good win, but we're not concerned with trying to establish individual players. It's a team deal. It's always a team deal. You got to give credit, and that's what this league's all about. It's about executing, and I thought our offensive line and our backs and our quarterback executed. Nick's keep at the end there was big to get another first down. I thought James Casey had a huge play for us. Obviously you're in a game where it comes down to, it's a couple score game, you know, so even if we did turn the ball back over, you know, hopefully there's not enough time left on the clock where they can put together a couple plays. So, I just thought it was everybody knew what was going to happen. Everybody knew we were running it. We had to do it. We kind of ran the clock out. I think we did the same thing down in Tampa Bay, you know, so it's something to be really, we can build upon, but you got to have a 4-minute offense in this league to win. We feel comfortable right now that we're getting better at that. Nick's a little bit more athletic than I think some people give him credit for. And if you do play that, you got to make sure that you can contain him. It's the type of player he is. He's real clutch, you know, keeping some of those drives alive with his legs. So. Well, I think it speaks a lot about the depth, and you got to have it. You know, it's a tough, hard-nosed physical game, and everybody's got to be ready to play at any point in time. And when you only have 46 guys active on game day, you know, it's – you got to go, you know, and that's what the deal is all about. But I thought those guys that stepped up and came in did a really nice job, you know, and it's part of what you got to do. You know, I think we've lost a quarterback, in Mike, and I think Nick's done an unbelievable job of coming in, you know, but the same thing with them. They lost guys too. You know, they got a couple guys back today, but those guys have been out. But that's just kind of what this league's all about. You got to be able to handle those situations.
All right, that is Chip Kelly on the offense, and Nick Foles, here are the numbers against the Green Bay Packers. Certainly not as easy as it was against the Raiders. But, you know, the kid doesn't throw interceptions. He lets his receivers make plays. And I really love the way the Eagles used Foles in the run game on Sunday. When the time was there, he took it. When the opportunities were there, he took it. Now, historically, Nick Foles is off to one of the greatest starts to a season in the history of the NFL. All right, just digest that for a minute, people. We are not suggesting that he is at the level of Peyton Manning, but the numbers right now, you've got to appreciate what Nick Foles is doing. 16 touchdown passes, zero interceptions. Some pretty nice names up on that list, including Peyton Manning, Milt Plum, and obviously Randall Cunningham. A little bit more from Nick. He's eclipsed the 100 quarterback rating in four of his last five games. He's thrown 173 passes without an interception. Remarkable. Six career touchdown passes of 40-plus yards in just 10 starts. And over the last two games, Foles passed for 634 yards and 10 touchdowns since 1960. Only Brady and Tom Flores threw more touchdowns in a two-game span. You know, if Nick Foles had been a first-round draft pick, we would be talking about this guy in gushing tones. A lot of people out there still wonder, quarterback of the future, quarterback of this. And I think some people still believe that Michael Vick would give the Eagles a better chance to win games. Whatever. You're entitled to your opinion. All I know is that Nick Foles is playing very, very well at the quarterback position. He's humble. He's intelligent. He's very aware of what's going on, as he spoke about after the game last night.
It feels good to get the win. It was another great team win. And we just have to keep moving. But I felt good out there. Felt like the guys were doing a great job. Receivers made some big plays, you know, helped me out. And it was a good win. He's just, you know, he's showing you what he's always been. And I believe in Riley. And I think, you know, he's getting an opportunity. You know, it's just so happening that when I'm reading out plays that, you know, he's getting open and different things like that. He's making plays. He's a big physical receiver. And like I've always said, I love the fact that he's a receiver that does a great job blocking. He's a great team player, and, you know, he's blossoming. He's doing a good job. The only one that sort of got him thrown was the Deshaun, where it sort of, you know, bobbled up, and, you know, sometimes it happens, and I was thankful it turned out for us. The one to Riley, the safety was sort of in between. I could have thrown two different routes, and I wanted to go with the deeper one. And so I threw it almost like, you know, Riley has a baseball background, so almost like an outfielder, I threw him a little wide to let him go around him and go make the play, which you typically don't throw that route like that, but I know Riley, and I know he's, you know, he's able to make plays like that, so I threw it to where he made a tremendous play. I feel like I have a connection with all my receivers. I understand how they run routes. I understand, you know, their strengths, and I'm very fortunate to be in a situation where we have talent everywhere. And the most important thing is to get them the ball in an area so they can make plays, and they're doing that. It's definitely different throwing in the cold weather, and I know up high the wind was swirling a little bit. I could tell it was catching. You got to really cut it. It was catching it, but, you know, that's something that I got to continue to improve on. I'm a Southern boy and, you know, played at Arizona, so I got to keep working on that. No, I got to continue to improve. There's a lot of things I need to improve on, and I'm never going to, you know, that's something that I always strive for is consistency. You know, there's going to be adversity I'm going to face coming up in any game. You know, the fumble of this game, defense did a great job, and that's going to happen throughout the game. So I don't ever look at it as, you know, consistency. I just try to get better. And consistency will come when, you know, you work to get better at everything. Whatever the situation is, I respect it, and I'm going to work hard, and I love this team here. I love, you know, the city of Philly, love playing for this organization. So whatever they ask me, I'm ready to go do. And, you know, I love these guys here, and I respect Chip, like y'all know. And whatever the situation is, I'm going to be there to support whoever's playing. We haven't done a great job of winning at home, so I know that's our, you know, next big thing. So it's going to be a big game for us, and we're excited for it. I know I'm excited to be back in the league to play at home, so we're pumped. And, you know, we got to get a win for everybody, and I hope they're loud and, you know, cheering us on and ready to go, because we're going to need them to, you know, keep us going.
All right, that is Nick Foles, who's put up some really impressive numbers, and the key ones quarterback always thinks about, touchdown passes and interceptions. And the numbers again, 16 touchdown passes, zero interceptions for Foles. So he has done a great job. Now, the Eagles offense, not just about throwing the football. The Eagles offense also about the run game. They lead the NFL in rushing yards, in yards per carry. LeSean McCoy on his way to another 1,000-yard season. He's been outstanding and a Pro Bowl. Look at him yesterday, 25 carries, 155, 6.2 yards. And if you need him in the receiving game, he'll catch passes for you. Tremendous receiver. I've said it before. He is right at the top of the list among all-time great Eagles running backs. And he's on the verge, as you see, of putting up another 1,000 on the ground. He leads the NFL in total yards for scrimmage. Just one fumble, and I know he's mad about that fumble that he had against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. LeSean McCoy, after the game, obviously spreading the credit all around.
I felt that I would get the ball enough. Last week, there was no need to run the ball so much because we were throwing and firing so much and making so many different plays, and we were so successful in the air. You know, Nick is playing out of this world right now. I think this as a whole, as a team, the defense is playing lights out. You know, as an offense, I think a lot of people kind of forgot how good we really are, how effective we are. You know, for the first 6 weeks, we were very explosive and putting tons of stats up and breaking records. So we're just getting back to the basics, running the ball, throwing the ball. I mean, I think at this point, you know, defense, when they come in here and they're scouting us and preparing for us, it's what do you want to do? Do you want to stop the run, which team's been doing for the past couple of weeks, trying to shut us down running the ball-wise, and we're making plays in there. So it's a matter of just picking your poison. But I think just dominating, it's a good feeling because the defense knows we're going to run the ball. We're not going to throw it. You know, and you can stack the box, we're going to run it. So just the attitude, the guards up front to play with today, and especially in late drives to kind of ice the game up. You would think a long drive like that would get tired, and you don't because you're so used to going so fast that when you actually slow down, it's like a huddle. And we haven't huddled since probably last year. So to get a chance to really huddle up and run the ball and call the plays is a totally different feeling. Just confidence. I mean, his confidence level is sky high right now. Just the way he's playing. If I had to define it, I would say he's playing with tons of swag. And he's a leader. The blessed thing about this team is we have two starting quarterbacks, Mike Vick and Nick Foles. You know, so when he came in, we didn't look at Nick as a backup. We look at him as a starter. And he's been playing like that. He's controlling the offense. He's making the right calls, the right reads. And he's playing with an attitude. Attitude where we must, you know, go down and score. And he's playing lights out.
And the Eagles also getting it from DeSean Jackson this year. 54 catches, 903 yards. He's second in the NFL in receiving yards. He's been the big play threat. And yesterday, a bit of a benefit down the field, but you see him make the plays early, you know, shallow in the routes, catches and runs. The Eagles getting him involved early. And I think they've made a very smart move. They are concentrating on getting the football to DeSean Jackson early. And then here, through the maze of shadows, a great shot of DeSean Jackson in double coverage, doing a little Michael Jackson with the moonwalk into the end zone. I borrowed that line. 5 targets, 4 receptions, 80 receiving yards, again, 20 yards per catch. Ho-hum, another great day for DeSean Jackson, who speaks about it in the locker room after the 27-13 victory.
We feel great coming here to Lambeau, regardless of their circumstances with their quarterbacks and things. Still able to come out here and play good as a team, a unit. So that's something Chip talked about. You know, just continue to do that one game at a time. You know, that's all we could really worry about right now. You know, just doing everything I could do with my opportunities I'm given. You know, Chip came in and installed a great offense to be able to make plays, you know, that's all across the board. You know, myself, McCoy, you know, Coop. As you can see, everybody's getting involved, and you know, we're just excited about the opportunities we're being able to get. Just going out there and having fun playing together. And we got to get it going, and get in the swing, back in the swing of things at home. You know, we deserve it. Our fans deserve it. Things like that. So, you know, hopefully we could collect something together. Figure out, you know, what it is and just win in front of our home fans. But, you know, got to be support by everybody. You know, if it can be, you know, coming into the game first quarter, getting booze and all that type of stuff already, you just got to work with us throughout the game. So I think as long as, you know, everybody's doing, you know, their job and doing what they need to do, I think, you know, we'll be all right. A great throw. Nick put it out there, seeing the coverage. You know, I just had to focus on that. Got tipped by a defender. You know, I feel I do a great job of focusing on the ball anytime you know, a defender tips it. So you just got to stay with the play. I'm just able to get a great fall right into my hands. You know, from there, just get into the end zone.
All right, that's DeSean Jackson. How about Riley Cooper? 28 catches, 555 yards, and 7 touchdowns already through 10 games. Yesterday, 3 catches, 102 yards, a couple of more touchdowns. He's got 5 in the last 2 games. He has been as explosive as any receiver in the league over the last 5 weeks. Riley Cooper, Eagles wide receiver, is having a great time.
You know, he's just real poised, and he's going to, you know, sit in the pocket and, you know, kind of dissect the defense. And his big thing, he trusts in his guys. If it's, you know, man-to-man coverage or something, he's, you know, he's going to throw it up to you. So, you know, which is fun.
Does that kind of come into play on your touchdown and then also maybe on Deshaun's where he just put the ball out there? And
yeah, he's just he has trust in this group of wide receivers. He loves throwing to Deshaun. He loves throwing to Avant. And, you know, when you have that trust, it means a lot. You know, if it's man-to-man, he trusts you to either, if you don't catch it, the DB's not catching it. So I think Nick really likes that.
You worked with me here on this. On the first touchdown, you look back up into the sun. Deshaun earlier had I'm making a comparison to baseball. Any comparison at all that help you in your experience?
A few players came up and actually told me it looked like a baseball play. I think it helped, you know, catching those fly balls in the outfield, sun in your face. But the difference is you got a glove that you can protect the sun. You know, this you can't. But I think it helped a little bit. You know, I just had to come back and go get it.
Seven explosive plays today. How do you guys come into this game just thinking you can take some shots against this team, or is that just what this offense is all about?
You know, we try to take shots. We try to get DB's office, back them up a little bit. But I think every team does that. It's just right now we're, you know, semi-successful at doing it. So we just got to keep it going. There's still room for improvement.
How much of a work for Riley? Please tell us this is the steps forward you're taking with Finchip's office. Obviously, it's new for all of you guys a few months ago. I mean, how much?
Yeah,
what you
everything, is, everything is so new. Every you know, the personnel is new. The plays are new. Everything's just is so new. So, you know, I love it. I love blocking on the perimeter for, you know, Deshaun Jackson on a bubble screen and, you know, getting after it. And I like the whole feel of what we got going on.
Feeling in the huddle last drive, idea to take all the time off the clock. What was it like down there?
That was unreal. I mean, that's what championship teams need to do. And we took 9 minutes and something seconds off the clock to end the game. And that was an impressive 4 minute type of drive.
Can you talk about your route, guys? The run on the second touchdown, just the route and the play, what defense they were in?
It was kind of like a, in and out route. And, I came in, I showed eyes, and the safety thought I was going across his face, so he kind of, you know, sorry about that, came down real hard. And, I just took it high, and Foles hit me, man.
You know, the Eagles lost Jeremy Maclin in training camp, and it was fair to wonder what would happen with this Eagles wide receiver core. They did not go out and make a trade. They acquired Jeff Mail from the Houston – well, they did make a trade, Jeff Mail from the Houston Texans, but nothing along the lines of a big-name player. Yet Cooper – and Jackson, and Avant, and Mail. DeMarcus Johnson, not quite so much here. B.J. Cunningham, I'd love to see that kid get some playing time. I think he's got a chance to be a pretty good player. But look at these numbers. Cooper has 3 100-yard games and 6 touchdowns in his last 5 starts. Look at the big plays he's made. He's got 19.8 yard per reception average. DeSean Jackson, a touchdown in 6 of 10 games. That young fella playing the best football of his career. No doubt about it. The Eagles are 24-5 in his career when Jackson scores a touchdown. And he had his 27th career touchdown of 25 yards plus. Now in second place, ahead of Mike Quick. Sorry, Mike. Behind Tommy McDonald's 37 big plays. So this receiver core really, really doing a good job. The tight ends, there's options there. The running backs, excellent receivers as well. So the Eagles offense, they have it going on right now with a big one on Sunday against the Washington Redskins. At Eagles Shows is where we are promoting what we're doing. We're live every Monday through Thursday, noon until 1 o'clock. So follow us, if you would, at Eagles Shows on Twitter. And when we get to 2,000, we'll give you another Eagles piece of merchandise that's autographed by someone in our vault directly to you. So follow us on Twitter. Chip Kelly coming up shortly. In the meantime, we've got some phone calls coming in. We'll get to them shortly. We also want to talk about the Eagles' defense. The bend but don't break approach worked very nicely in Green Bay. I'm Dave Spadaro. It's Eagles Live, and we are coming right back.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
The lead over the middle.
That dude is huge.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
You're home for the most live sports. Xfinity.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. The defense, pretty good. Two takeaways, a lot of yards from the Packers, but only 13 points. Red zone defense, absolutely outstanding for the Eagles defense once again. Huge. Chip Kelly noticed. Chip Kelly talked about it. Chip Kelly likey.
Going into the game, obviously, with Aaron being out, that they were going to try to establish a run, and he, big son of a gun, and, you know, he really runs downhill physical runner. I thought overall our run defense, besides those two runs, I thought they did a really good job all day long against him.
I thought he played really well, you know, for a guy that was on the practice squad, and then they just signed and got him out there. He's a, you know, I know people that have coached him. I know they talk about how smart he is, and you could see that. You know, he knew exactly where he was going with the ball, and I thought he did a really good job. I was really impressed with Scott today.
Yeah, I thought Rock did a really nice job. You know, and again, it's the same thing. Fletch was out, you know, and I thought Fletch had played a really high level so far, and then to throw Rock in there, we've been really impressed with him. He's come along as this season. You know, we were really excited that we got a chance to get him, you know, right before the season started. And every week you started to see him coming in practice. Then all of a sudden he's really making plays on special teams. But to go out there with his first start and in the play, I thought he did a really nice job. They challenged him a few times, but he had a couple breakups there, and really happy with Rock. So.
All right, take a look at the Eagles and where they rank defensively under coordinator Bill Davis. Red zone, that's your key number. Ninth in the league in red zone defense, points per game, 20th. Turnover margin, +2. All good stuff, and it'll be a test on Sunday against the Washington Redskins. The first time the Eagles played the Redskins, defense wasn't in place. Look at the last six games. The points, 10 points less per game. The yards, significant improvement. Rushing defense, way improved. 10 interceptions in the last six games. 35 punts forced. Just a great job by the Eagles defense. Bill Davis understanding that this is all coming together very, very nicely.
Najee played a real good game. He was, you know, was where he should have been. He really did a nice job. Maybe one or two. We got a little out of whack on, but you know, that's going to happen when guys don't get the reps to play. And I'm real proud of the way the backups and the guys that had to fill in for the injured guys stepped in. It's twofold. They get their opportunity, they try to do too much, and sometimes they don't have the reps at those plays because you can only get them, you know, just a handful of reps because you got to get your starters a rep. So I was real happy with the way they stepped in, and especially in a run game. And everybody fit where they're supposed to fit, and they're a great running attack. Really a two-headed monster that our guys did.
Well, I think I should have been in this package a little bit earlier to give DeMeco and Michael a little bit of a break because we are playing a lot of snaps every game, and that's one way to help the inside backers get a blow because they're the only group that really hadn't. So we dropped in a little bit more of the dime package.
Bill, every week we talk at the beginning of the season, anywhere between 17 and 19, in the teens.
If you can come out of here with the teens, I think you're playing good defense. Now, sometimes the run gets a little bit more of you, the pass gets a little more, but the points in the teams is what good defense does. I cannot say enough about DeMeco Ryans, what he means to the defense as a quarterback, as a leader, as a playmaker. He is just amazing. That interception he made today was a wild play again. So he's having a Pro Bowl year, and I hope he continues to have that Pro Bowl year and gets recognized for it because he's he's really consistent and he's our leader. I think we've simplified it and the guys understand it. You know, we're not calling a whole lot of different calls down there, and the players really understand it, and right now they're executing at a high level down in the red zone. It's the players.
We all knew going into the game that the Eagles, without Aaron Rodgers to contend with, would have to focus on a powerful Green Bay running game. They call it the Bash, meaning Eddie Lacy, and the Slash, James Starks. And early on, as Seneca Wallace started and that Scott Tolzien came in, Green Bay running the football fairly well. Lacy had 17 yards on his first two carries. Then the Eagles clamped down on Green Bay, holding them to just 99 rushing yards, 16 of them coming on a Tolzien scramble. So, 19 yards coming from a scramble. That leads to the question, how in the world do the Eagles do it in terms of shutting down the run game? All right, Greece breaks it down, a special feature here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Enough of this offensive talk. Let's get into some defense. Here we're going to see the Eagles defense lined up against the Packers in what we call a power wing team formation. And what I want you to pay close attention to is you got rookie Benny Logan right there. You got Cedric Thornton here. And this guy here, my man Connor Baldwin, is the outside linebacker. Now, what Connor's going to do on this play, his job is to set an edge, keep everything inside. And what Billy Davis and his defensive coaches are doing, they're starting to run a little more games up here up front. What I mean by that is stunts. We got an NT stunt where the nose tackle comes there, Cedric Thornton comes inside, and all this is to create penetration. Penetration disrupts offensive running plays, and the Eagles want to get used to playing on this side of the line of scrimmage. As you let the play run, you're going to see penetration from the Eagles' defensive front up here, and then you're going to see Connor Baldwin here on the outside set this edge, which is crucial. It doesn't allow James Starks anywhere to go. You get 11 hats to the football. This is how you stop a running game. Game tackling by the Eagles' 11 defensive players. That's a great formula for success.
All right, that's a new feature we're going to have every Monday here, some instant analysis. It's called Beneath the Surface, a new feature presented by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the NFL. So hope you enjoy that, and we thank Ike for taking part. Jeremiah Trotter will do the analysis next week after the Eagles get a home win over the Washington Redskins. The defensive players reacting in the locker room after the win in Green Bay. Let's do it now. And how about Najee Good, a linebacker who I wonder if you even knew he was on the roster, steps in for Michael Kendricks and plays very, very well.
Yeah, it was part of the game plan, and you know, that's just something that I'm good at. You know, that we, you know, coach told us get in line of scrimmage. You know, big back like, you know, Eddie Lacy, you got to get vertical with him so you get him moving sideways. And once I was able to do that, you know, mess up, clog up some of the lanes and get off and help the tackle. Yeah, you know, just that's what come back to watching film, you know, listening to everything, every little thing, because guys, a lot of players don't, you know, realize, you know, you watch film, you see the plays, and you watch the voiceovers, you hear the quarterback's cadence, and once you got a feel for it, it's just like practice, getting there, time it up, and hit it, stay low, you know, run through.
It's just all in together. You know, it's just, it takes all of us collectively as a group, and that's what good defense is about, just a group. It's not about, you know, one individual guy. Our group collectively is playing really good.
I wasn't even thinking about it, really. We still thought they would be heavy in the run game. So with the third quarterback coming in, we felt like it would be even more run. So it wasn't a thought that went into my head when the other quarterback came in.
Well, you know, we knew that they were going to run the ball primarily, but with Seneca back there, you know, he had an added advantage of being able to run himself. So when he went out, you know, I think, you know, we just pretty much didn't know what to expect. Like you said, we just wanted to play football, and whatever they threw at us, you know that we would come back and hustle to the ball and play fast. And you really can't go wrong. As a nickel, you know, most times your back's turned by the balls coming out. So a lot of times you got to be underneath or undercut a route, taking a big chance, really, on doing that. So when it was in the red zone, I knew there wasn't much field behind me, so I was able to do that. Made a play, and it turned out good.
Nah, I mean, it didn't change at all. I mean, the offense is going to be the same offense, you know. But he played good for him coming in. I heard he hasn't thrown one NFL pass, but for him coming in and playing, you know, confident, he looked calm back there. I think he played a good game. Yeah, but don't break, man. If we get down there, you know, you just got to build a wall, man. So if we take pride in that, man. Keep them, if they even get there, we want zero, but keeping them at three, man, is good.
It was my first start, you know, of my career. A lot of guys didn't know that. They was asking me after the game, like, man, you played pretty well. I was like, that was my debut. And I guess that was a pretty good debut. I didn't get my hands on the ball. You know, every DB wanted to intercept every play, but I think I played well, you know, basics and fundamentals, stuck to the game plan. So as the game went on, I started saying this is like practice. You know, it's just like practice, easier than practice. I was so anxious last night, man. I was up at like 3, 4, 5 in the morning, like kept waking up, looking through my playbook and just trying to see if I can get an edge. But when I went out there, I was like, man, it's just football, you know, so.
Well, we take a look at some of the top performers from the win over Green Bay. D'Amico Ryans continuing his outstanding season. 13 tackles, 2 tackles for loss. That diving interception, a pass defense, outstanding performance on the field. And D'Amico is obviously the leader of this football team off the field. How about Brandon Boykin? The Eagles kept him in the slot. They started Rock Carmichael. Boykin chases Jordy Nelson out of the slot in that red zone situation and makes a critical interception. And he is just a standout player, both in the defense and on special teams. Outstanding. And Vinnie Curry with his 4th sack of the season, a team high. And I believe he had 35 snaps. So he's so productive and really worked his way into this 3-4 scheme, put on some strength, and done an outstanding job. On the other side, some phone calls. We want to get your reaction. Eagles beating the Packers. 5-5 now. What do you think of this football team? And then in just a few moments, Chip Kelly comes along and updates us all on the injury situation, some critical ones. Kendricks and Peters and Wolf. Will they be ready to play against the Washington Redskins? We'll have the answer shortly here on Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. We're coming right back.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
One more, let's get it, let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Hi, this is Nick Foles, and on behalf of the Eagles organization, I want to thank all active and retired military service for protecting our nation. We all appreciate what you do for us.
The Eagles and all of the NFL salute to service program underway here throughout the week, and each day we'll be providing you with a player giving his account and his salute to service. Everybody certainly respects what the men and women of the military have done to make our country as great as it is, to allow us to have our freedoms. And if you like the sweatshirt, the one I'm wearing and the one that's hanging in our studio, the one that the players and the coaches wore on the sidelines in Green Bay, it is available to you online here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and at the Pro Shop at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday and throughout this week. So we thank you in advance for your support. Let's get to the telephones here. I know some Eagles fans are excited to talk Eagles. Let's start in Washington, D.C. with Samaj, who joins us. Samaj.
Hey, Dave, how you doing today, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, good. Man. Finally got the chance to call back in.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to talk about Defoe's quarterback situation.
Okay.
I think he's playing lights out right now. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, Foles is playing really great despite the Cowboys game. I mean, he's been playing really good.
Yep.
But one question I had asked Dave for the past couple of weeks is, when Vic gets healthy, how do you see that playing out? Because I think that we still should incorporate Vic and give him about 10 to 12 snaps a game. I mean, don't take him out for, you know, the entire rest of the season. But that way I believe that they can give, like, defensive coordinators, you know.
All right, well, but why would you take Nick Foles? I mean, I'm not looking down the line, but why would you take Nick Foles out of the lineup?
No, not taking him out of the lineup at all, but I'm saying.
Why would you want to incorporate? Why would you want to change anything that Nick Foles is doing or disrupt his rhythm at all?
I just think that the two quarterback, a lot of people think that when you had two quarterback, it couldn't work. But the fact that Vic does cause a problem with his legs, that could add more depth to the offense.
I'm not in favor. Thanks for the call, Samaj. I'm not in favor of the two quarterback system. I don't need to work Michael Vick into the lineup just because I want to work Michael Vick into the lineup. If he gets healthy, when he gets healthy, and it's going to be a while, and the Eagles are slumping offensively, then maybe I consider it. But I'm not going to change anything here. I'm going to keep working with what I've got, making it better. And Nick Foles has earned the start against the Redskins, or as Chip Kelly would say, the start in practice on Tuesday. I don't think there's any need to look ahead at all. But I'm certainly not going to just work players in just because I, in general, do not believe. I saw the Wildcat here. It didn't work. I don't believe in that. All right, Zompy in New York, the Zompster, the Zomp Man joins us here on Eagles Live. Hi, Zompy.
How about those birds, baby?
How you doing, everybody?
Happy Veterans Day, my man.
Happy Veterans Day to you.
Listen, man, first of all, last caller, what is he, insane? You got to play the hot hand. I don't believe
he's not insane. He's not. Yeah. Samaj is not insane, but there are people who love Michael Vick so much and still believe, and I believe that he's a quality quarterback. He was playing well before his injury, but there's no reason to change what they're doing right now.
But that's what I mean. Nick Foles is winning you ball games. He managed the game well. Did he play great yesterday? No, but he still had what did he throw the ball? 18 times?
If that's not great, I'll take that every single day of the week.
I agree, but what I'm saying is he threw the ball, what, 18 times, 3 touchdowns, over 200 yards? I mean, what else do you want from the man?
I want him to keep playing as he is.
Exactly, man. I mean, like you said, I don't agree with the incorporation of two quarterbacks. It didn't work before, and why change anything? But anyway, overall, great win yesterday. First half got me a little scared. I didn't like the way the play call was or offensively we were playing in the first half. Second half, we settled down. We adjusted. We blitzed more on defense. Offense, Nick Foles, like I said, I thought he managed the game very well. He saw, you know, he took chances. He took what the defense gave him. Mm-hmm. I love the fact how we closed out the game. That's how good football teams win games and close out games. 9-minute drive, beautifully executed. But I just want to say, I give a shout out to Chip Kelly. I love the fact that when it was third and four, 35, we needed a big first down to keep the chains moving. And he threw a screen pass to James Casey.
Yeah, it was third and seven, and he got an 8-yard gain from James Casey.
Beautiful
yeah.
play call. I would have never thought that was going to happen. So mm-hmm. I love that. And I don't want to take more of your time, and let's go get a win in Washington, baby.
You got it, brother. Thanks,
Zom. Take care.
Thanks,
all right.
My man. Everybody's happy, aren't they? 215-339-6709. Chip Kelly coming along in about 10 minutes. And we'll take another phone call when we get one, and it's coming in right now. But there are some key injuries that we've got to address here, and whether or not Chip has the answers, I don't know. But Michael Kendricks went out with a knee injury. Earl Wolfe went out with a knee injury. Jason Peters left the game with a quad injury. So those are three critical starters. And by the way, kudos to Alan Barber, who stepped in at left tackle. Patrick Chung, who came in and played very well at safety. And Najee Good, who did a terrific job at inside linebacker in place of Kendricks on Sunday. Burnett in Maryland joins us on Eagles Live. Hey, Burnett.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Good afternoon.
How are you feeling about Nick Foles right now?
I feel great about Nick Foles right now. How could you not feel great about Nick Foles?
I don't know. I absolutely love the guy. You know, I'm loving everything this team is doing. I'm loving the positive energy that this team is exuding when he's playing. I love that Riley Cooper is getting some plays now. You know, everything is just clicking on offense, and I think as soon as we just fix a little bit here and there on defense, we have a legit chance to win this division, especially because the Cowboys are not looking too good based on yesterday.
Yeah, they had a tough time against the Saints. I think if I were to, and I agree with you, Burnett, and thank you very much for the phone call, what this defense needs, while they've improved, they need to get a pass rush. And in the big picture here, for this defense to truly take that vault up, they got to find a way to get to the quarterback. On it, I mean, just somebody who you fear. And that, to me, is the next step. Somebody who you fear coming after the quarterback. Not even one guy, two guys, three guys. They've made great improvements, but still not there yet. When we return, Chip Kelly meets the media. It's Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. Probably try to sneak a call or two in at the time, so give us a call, 215-339-6709. Chip Kelly, Eagles head coach, on the way.
Here you go.
Mmm, spicy.
You mean her?
No, it's the spicy smoked sausage sandwich, honey. See?
It better be.
Grab the new spicy smoked sausage breakfast sandwich. It's the smoked sausage you crave, now spicy. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 Netflix chances, 5 cash buys, 4 big floors, 3 daily numbers, 2 Lego Millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Today is the first time in a long time we go surfing while well rested. Time for some 6 a.m. Dunkin' coffee. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Dunkin' coffee, brewed to perfection for the rich, smooth taste you love. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. And ladies and gentlemen, we are in the stretch run of this 2013 regular season. 6 games remain. The Eagles have a chance here with 4 games at home. Got to get on the good side at Lincoln Financial Field. And if the Eagles can do that, the division is there for the taking. That December 29th game at the Cowboys, all of a sudden, very, very possible. It means everything for a playoff berth. And isn't that exciting to think about on November 11th? We take another phone call here before Chip Kelly meets the media. Let's go to, well, stay in Pennsylvania and talk to Joseph, who joins us. Hey, Joseph.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Good. So Lancaster, PA.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Dave, I just want to say that Foles is doing a great job. You know, and the thing that puzzles me a little bit about fans is, you know, the bottom line is to win. And that's what he's doing. He's winning those games. And, you know, I'm just tired of people calling with the negativity. You know, we're on the stretch, and I really believe he's going to – there's a big possibility that he could put us into the playoff this year. You know, you look at his record, and the thing that gets me is you can't compare him to Peyton Manning or Drew Brees. You can't compare him to those quarterbacks. But in the short time that he plays in the league –
You actually can. So? Yeah, well, I mean, you in terms of his numbers, yeah.
Well, you can. But, I mean, you're right. You can. I'm saying as far as, look at, like, when he performs good, people are constantly saying, oh, but he's not Drew Brees, he's not Peyton Manning. He's not. But what I'm saying, in his short time, he's doing a great job. I mean, he's in the record books.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, but we don't, you know, people have, and some of his fans are looking like, oh, you know, he's a bum. Not so much that he's a bum.
I don't think they're that. I think Joseph, I had a conversation with a friend of mine this morning about this, and I, being around here a long time, I've always thought that the quarterback position, and I'm sure it is in every city, it's very polarizing. And
right.
You know, through the years of Jaws, and then through the years of Randall, and then through the years of Donovan, there are some who just don't want to admit that, yeah, this is the right quarterback for this football team. Nick Foles, Nick Foles, because we always want something different. And I believe this, that until the Eagles win the Super Bowl, there's always going to be some dissension. There's always going to be some angst. There's always going to be some, we need to change this, we need to change that. We're so hungry to win a Super Bowl. If you look at what Nick Foles did last year, he set all these rookie passing records, franchise history. Then he comes into this season. Michael Vick deserved to win the starting job. He played brilliantly in the preseason. But Nick didn't get down. Nick comes back from the mat.
Exactly.
16 touchdowns, zero interceptions. If you were to look, maybe is he not flashy enough for people? Is he not a first-round pick? Is that the reason? Is he – I don't know. Well, what is the reason? But if you look at what he has done, he's had the most impressive, I imagine, year and a half in the history of Eagles quarterbacks. And I'm talking the history of Eagles quarterbacks.
But I think that's the problem. Like, you know, I'm old enough to have seen Jaws playing the Super Bowl, Ickerman and all those guys. But the fans now, a lot of the fans, I think what happens is it turns into bitterness. You go from passion to bitterness sometimes because you haven't won that one game that everyone in Philadelphia coveted. And until that happens, I think that's what we're going to have. We're going to have great players that do great things, and the fans still aren't going to appreciate them until we get that one Super Bowl and people can finally look back and say, you know what, Foles was great. You know what? Sean was great. You know, you get a chance to look back at it. Until we get that Super Bowl, I don't think we're going to do it. I think people are going to, just like I told people, it's like what Israel does to the prophet. They stone him. And that's what happened. Chip Kelly just came. He's different, and that's what we need. In order to win the Super Bowl sometimes, you have to be different. He's bringing a whole different dynamics to Philadelphia. Give him a chance. Let him do what he do best. Then make the decision after he finishes. But until now, that's one thing I want to say real quick. I respect you, Westbrook, and my buddy Ray. Because you guys say what you feel, but you're also optimistic about, hey, you know, we have a week with this possibility that we have a great future. But most people just stone everybody. They don't even give you a chance. You have to give someone a chance. And right now, Chip Kelly's doing a great job.
Yep.
And that's all that's said.
Thanks. Thank you, Joseph. No problem. Chip Kelly, in a minute, we'll try to sneak one in if we can here. Is Chip over there? Is he ready? No, almost. Take another phone call, 215-339-6709. I think everybody's pleased with the progress. Hey, 5 wins this year, already more than what the Eagles had last year. And I'll ask every Eagles fan this question. If back in April when you saw the schedule and I told you the Eagles would be 5-5 with 6 games to go, would you take it? You all would. You all would have taken it. Robert in Illinois joins us. Robert, would you have taken 5-5 if I had asked you that back in April? Yeah, so here we are.
I got a question.
Yes.
I'm a diehard Eagle fan.
Thank you.
But it seems like we're not playing a really competitive team yet to really show how good the Eagles really are.
Well, you can only, Robert, you can only play who's on the schedule. What do you want me to do?
That is correct.
All right. I mean, the Packers defense, nobody had a big problem with them, and yet the Eagles went up and down the field. The Chicago Bears, the Washington Redskins, everybody thought not a competitive team. The Washington Redskins won the division last year. There were people predicting Washington to be a Super Bowl team.
That's correct.
So you play who's on the schedule. As my buddy Ron Jaworski told me, they don't ask you how at the end of the year.
That's right.
They ask you how many.
Exactly. You play the team, you play what you have, and you just go ahead and do it. Yeah. Sometimes luck is involved. Sometimes you need luck. But all the good teams need luck once in a while, but they still win.
Hey, and thanks for the call, Robert. I also got to throw this out there. I mean, the Eagles don't have Jeremy Maclin. They don't have their starting quarterback. Let's be honest here. Michael Vick was the starter. They don't have their left tackle at times here. They've had some injuries on defense. Yesterday they played without Bradley Fletcher. They played without Earl Wolf. They played without Michael Kendricks. So they lost Phillips on special teams. They lost Aurelius Ben at wide receiver, who was going to be that big target, that depth provider. So the Eagles have had some injuries too, and they've overcome the injuries, and they're 5-5. And I don't care who's on the schedule. I don't care who's – you play who's lined up the next week. I know the Eagles are 5-5 with a really tough game. I think the Redskins are going to play a great game on Sunday, so the Eagles better be ready to play their A game. Ronaldo in New York, a quick call before Chip Kelly joins us. Hi, Ronaldo.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic. Great win yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Kind of bittersweet, Dave.
Why is that?
You want the Eagles to win, but you know when playoff time comes around, it's going to be difficult to advance.
Yeah.
You're kind of hoping they he finish at the lower echelon of the league so we can have a high draft pick.
And get what?
And get a great cornerback or a outside linebacker like Anthony Barr from UCLA.
Well,
I think we're only a couple of pieces away from having a really, really great defense.
Yeah, I think a pass rusher, maybe another linebacker. I mean, you know, I don't know. I'd just take a couple of more pieces on defense. I agree with you. But as far as the great quarterback thing, I don't study college football. I'm not going to tell you that any of these players are Andrew Luck. So I don't think there's any sure things coming out of the college game. And I certainly don't believe that any of these quarterbacks would come in and throw 16 touchdown passes with zero interceptions as Nick Foles has. I'm not as focused on quarterback as you are, Ronaldo. I respect and admire and appreciate what Nick Foles has done. All right, Chip Kelly, meeting the media. We'll go out to the media tent now.
However you want it. There you go.
Is there an update on Kendricks, Peters, and Wolf?
I don't meet with those guys till the afternoon, so I haven't met with Dews and those guys, so I do not have an update right now.
You haven't heard anything?
I don't have an update, so you can ask me again if you want.
Do you have an update on?
Thank you.
Do you play differently? You don't have Kendrick in terms of RG3? Or do you just stay with
him? We don't have any information right now, so everybody's in the process. Monday's a big breakdown day. We start getting meetings going this afternoon, so I'll meet with Dews and Doc when I get back inside. So
how big is it when you have Barbary playing a lot more than he has? You have Good playing more than he has. You have Rock playing more than he has, and really those guys all kind of came in and did,
and it's a credit to those guys, you know. And I think really Najee and Rock weren't here. You know, they weren't here in the off season. They weren't here in camp. We acquired them in September, so you know, to kind of see those guys get put in a situation that they did and to respond. I thought Rock did an outstanding job playing out there. Najee played really, really well. You know, I should have had a pick six. But, you know, to see those guys, I think it speaks to the depth a little bit. You know, obviously we were tested, but I thought Allen played really, really well when he was in there. So to have all those guys be able to contribute and step up is kind of what this league's all about, because everybody's facing injuries at this point in time during the season. You're 10 weeks in, and really your depth is going to be tested. But when we had an opportunity to get those guys in the game, I thought they responded really well, and it's hopefully we'll be getting the other guys back, and it'll just add to, you know, kind of the overall team itself. So,
Chip, I get that you don't have a medical update. I haven't talked to the staff about it yet, but that, on the flight home, did you talk to these three guys? I mean, did you get any sense of?
Yeah, that's one thing. They feel like they're pretty good and they're ready to go, but you know, it's the same thing. I mean, we've dealt with it. That's why I'm not going to make statements, because you know, we thought Pats was going to be a week or two deal, and then that lingered. You know, I thought Mike's was going to be a short deal, and you know, that's gone on. So, and I'm not an expert, so I just defer to those guys. I always defer to the doctors and training staff. Tell us how long they're in, how long they're out. You know, sometimes they look a little bit worse than they are. So, you know, Michael said he felt good, didn't think there was anything big time wrong with him, but we'll see. You know, I think, you know, Jason said he's going to play. But every time Jason said anything, he's told me he's going to play. But the one thing about Jason is he has played. You know, he hasn't missed any time since I've been here. So, you know, I really don't have that. Now we meet, and that's kind of our schedule every Monday afternoon.
Speaking
so
of Vic, I don't know if you know if he's going to be able to practice.
I don't think he'll go. He'll try to test it. He ran. You know, I watched him. He got a good workout in yesterday at Lambeau, running around a little bit. He says it feels better. He will not be full tomorrow. You know, we'll see what we can get a feel for what he can do and what he can't do. But I know he won't be full tomorrow. So,
Chip, have you talked to Pat Shurmur about what he did or did not see on that 36-yard?
Yeah, I talked to all those guys. You know, they said they got one clip up in the box. They saw both feet down. Couldn't really tell where the elbow was. And then they were snapping the ball and going. So, you know, what our coaches see in the box isn't what everybody sees on national television. So it's just what's available to them then. And there was really no discussion after that. I know Todd Light. I talked to Todd about it. I talked to Billy Davis about it. You know, and that's all we got, and that's what we went on. So,
anything needs to be changed in terms of how you're going about with the replays?
They got one replay, so that's whatever they fed into. According to my guys up there, they got one look at it. So, and that's all they can go off of. So,
looking back upon it, was he in or out?
It's tough on the coach's copy. You know, I think it looks like the elbow may have hit before, but you know, we weren't privy to all those other. According to those guys up there, they weren't privy to all those other looks at it. So.
So do you know what feed do they get? It's not the TV.
I don't know what feed they get. I don't know what feed they get.
In getting back to Kendricks and Wolf, in camp you knew the day of when three guys tore their ACL. Are these not ACLs from what you heard after the game yesterday?
Yeah, that's my understanding, but I'm not going to make any statements on whether they are or aren't. So,
how big, much as you like to push the tempo, how much did you appreciate that final drive where you can certainly invoke your will on a team, knowing that they have no ability to stop you?
Yeah, I don't think they had no ability to stop us, but that's part of being a sound offense. And I've said that since day one. You have to be a good 2-minute offense. You have to be a good 4-minute offense. And again, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about what we want to do. We want to win football games. We did the same thing against Tampa Bay and ran the clock out. We were fortunate enough to do it with 9:32, take the ball over. You either want to score in that situation or you want to run as much clock as you possibly can. And, I think it's credit to the backs, credit to the quarterback, and really to the offensive line and the tight ends in that situation.
Did you have Gary Williams jumping from side to side? I think typically he stays on one side. Did you have...
He played a couple times. There were some things in just certain calls, but it wasn't an entire game plan thing.
Did you guys play off the receivers a little more than normal?
It depends on what Billy's calling. There's certain calls where they're playing press. There's certain calls where they're playing up. I think it's just kind of how they're doing it. I think a lot of what they were trying to do is we were putting so many guys in the box. Really, their only option was to get the ball out wide. So.
There was another play you guys could have challenged on the completion where the ball was kind of fumbled forward and everything. I mean, did you guys not challenge it because you thought he had the first down anyway? Was that?
Yeah, that was when the little discussion that we had. We talk about him all the time in between plays of what we can do and what we can't do. So we felt like he had the first down. So
what stood out with Nick on tape when you reviewed it?
Again, I think Nick's really, really smart with the football. Very rarely do you see Nick throw a ball where all of a sudden it's tipped. When it's almost intercepted. I think going the other way, our defense. There's a couple times we probably should have made some more plays defensively on the ball and didn't. But you don't see that out of Nick. I think he has a really good understanding of what we're doing. He doesn't really ever put the ball in harm's way. And most of the time, and to his credit, he's going to the right spot where it should be. He does a good job of protecting the football, especially when the pocket breaks down. A lot of times that's where, plays occur where all of a sudden it's turning a bad play into a worse play. Sometimes the right thing to do is just kind of pull it down and let's get the next snap off. And I think that's what he's done. He's a real, real good decision maker. Again, I've said it since day one. He's a better athlete than people think. He picked up a couple critical first downs for us again in that football game because he can make good decisions. So we're just really happy with how he's played in the last 2 weeks.
Murray continues to get more snaps. Is it because you need that pass rushing presence, or is he just getting better at the two gapping and stopping?
I think he's getting better at just overall run defense. And again, I think that's a misconception. We don't two gap on every play. Yeah. I think, but in the run game itself, I think Vinny's starting to get better and better, and it was his best game against the run this week. I think all those guys on the defensive front, Fletcher Cox, Benny Logan probably played his best game. Said played up to his standard, which has been pretty high. Vinny played really well, I think. And again, we knew going into the game with a backup quarterback and then going to the third quarterback, shutting down their run game was going to be extremely important to us. And it started up front, and I thought all of those guys did a really good job. But Vinny has really come along. Credit to him. He's getting better and better, and with that, he's getting more playing time.
With Nick's running, he's not the fastest guy, but he seems to have a good knack of when to do it, when not to do it, where to go. Mm-hmm. How unusual is that for a guy who's not fleet of foot to kind of get positive yards in those situations?
Yeah, I think the thing with Nick is he may not be fleet of foot, but he's fleet of mind. He's a really, really, really good decision maker. And part of being a guy that can distribute the football, throwing the ball, being a good decision maker is the same exact situations in the run game. You have to be a good decision maker is to know when to give it and to know when to pull it. Again, not every play we call is his own read play, but when they're called and he can be a factor, I think it's really just taking advantage of what the defense is. If they're going to all commit and try to take away the running back and no one's responsible for the quarterback, you got to be able to make them pay, and Nick has done that for us. So
there were times you ran with McCoy, even though the box had, seven guys in it. Is that you have to be committed? It can't just be because the math says that there's less guys on the outside, you pass all the time? Is it?
No, because a lot of time we got a lot more man-free, so the math outside wasn't right either because it was a man for a man. So, usually there's an overhang player that we're going to read or we're just going to let run because even if he does fall in, and it happened a lot, they're going to fall in for gains of five. We'll take gains of five if we can. So,
Alan Noble, Barb isn't a huge left tackle for size. Where does he get his – is it like he's got a great center of strength? Is he a good technician? Is that why he's
– combination of both. He's a really, really strong football player. He's got – pop. He's got real heavy hands, as Coach Stout likes to say. And he's really good at technique. And I think he really came along during camp for us, you know, and when we were talking about, you know, obviously Dennis got hurt and was down for a little bit. Where are we at the tackle spot? Now Alan was playing really well at guard. You know, let's take a look at him and see what he can do, because he is such a good athlete. And I think, you know, having his ability to be at both swing guard and tackle for us, and really our first guy off the bench for us, was a huge plus for us. And then to watch him play, I thought he did a really, really good job in his first extended playing time. Was really solid in protection, you know, kind of helped us get to the edge a lot when we were running to the left. So really happy with him. But a lot of it is he's a real good technician, but he's a real strong football player. Probably just not as tall as some of the left tackles out there, but really happy with how we played.
How has Dennis Kelly come along? He hasn't had a chance to play a game yet. So.
Yeah, Dennis is getting better. You know, the tough part in this league is, you know, with only a 46-man active roster, we're only going to be able to keep really seven guys up, you know, unless there's an injury. So, you know, Allen for us is kind of a guard tackle guy, and Julian's is kind of a center guard guy. You know, and from a depth standpoint, that's kind of where we are. But I think he's coming along. He's out there every single day working, and I think he's, you know, getting better each week, and that's the positive. It's just right now you hope you don't have to get to him, because that means the starting five and the other two guys are healthy.
So Lane looked like he played a fairly good game, and you had said that you thought Oakland was his best game. Is this two best back-to-back?
No, I wouldn't say that. Okay. No, I thought he played really well in the Oakland game. I thought he pass-proed really well on Sunday, but, you know, we still got some work in the run game, and he knows that.
When all the stuff with Riley went down initially, you said that it wasn't something that was going to go away anytime soon. Do you feel like it's gone away?
No, I meant the issue in general. You know, I don't think the issue will ever go away, because I think we all had valuable lessons that we can learn from it. You know, Riley, obviously, because he was at the forefront of it, but I also think the guys understanding what he was about and what he was like as a human being in the locker room. So, you know, really my statement was about that issue in general, and it should never go away. I think we should always be aware of it and not brush it under the rug.
He struggled his first five games just getting open, especially man-on-man.
I don't think he struggled in his first five games getting open. He didn't have the ball thrown to him, but I don't think he was struggling getting open. When you watch the tape, he was open.
What's been the difference for him?
I think we've got more time to throw. We're doing a better job in protection. I think the guy calling plays is calling better plays. So.
On that first touchdown to Cooper, was Nick's throw, was that where he wanted it to be? Did the wind take it, or how did you?
I think the wind took the first one to Deshaun. You know, it was a lot different coming. It was weird. In the first half, it was hard going down towards the scoreboard end, you know, where we came out of the locker room, the wind was blowing that way, and then it seemed like at halftime it flipped. But I know on the first one it really took it. I think on the second one he saw him beat the safety, but he knew where the safety was, and he was trying to lead him on the other side of the safety, which normally doesn't happen. But, you know, Riley's really, really good at tracking the ball. He's an outstanding baseball player. And kind of when you throw it up, he can make adjustments on it. You haven't seen that much where he ran a post route and then had to make a hard right turn. But I think Nick was trying to get it onto the other side of the safety, even though we beat him, because I didn't think, you know, with the ball in the air that long, if the DB was going to be able to make a play on it, if he could kind of off throw the DB, offset the throw on the DB, then Riley would have a shot at it. And Riley made a great adjustment to the football.
Nick said he wanted to make a play center field. He was trying to use his baseball skills. I know he was drafted as a baseball player. Is that something that can come in handy on that kind of play?
I think it does. I think he's got, you know, and it's one of his qualities is that he can track a ball when it's in the air and can adjust his body and knows where to go to it and can adjust his angles when he's chasing it down. So, you know, I think Nick understands that, and I thought it was a hell of a play by both those guys.
Nick starting the majority of the time over the last month, getting more and more comfortable, obviously, together. What kind of input does he have, you know, with the game plan? Do you ask him what he likes more and stuff like that? What's the dialogue?
Yeah, but that's the same dialogue that goes along all the time. You know, we ask those guys every single week, whether you're 1, 2, or 3, you know, what do you like, what don't you like, what do you like in these situations? We write them all down. We have them with us. We discuss them with them. So that's a process that always goes along with the quarterbacks.
At this point, what, if anything, is keeping you from going with Nick regardless of what's happening?
I think what we've done for the last 2 weeks has worked for us pretty good, so we're going to stick with that formula. I mean, it's got us 16 touchdowns, no interceptions, and 2 wins, so why would we change?
Was Henry Smith's wins because of the wind?
Yeah, it was. You know, when you watch it on tape, he hit it right down the middle. I talked to Alex about it. He thought he had it. We talked to Donnie Jones about it. He said, Coach, I saw it go off his foot. It was heading right down the middle of the goalpost, and then it got pushed, you know, with the wind. Actually, their kicker, I think, had the same exact situation, blew it the same way. So probably got to make a little bit more adjustment for the wind, but I think he hit it you know, he hit it pretty good. It just got, when you watch the initial copy, it took off. It was heading down the middle, and then it seemed like it got pushed with the wind. So
because had Najee kind of crashing scrimmage a lot against the run, looks like he had the snap count time pretty well. He was able to get in there right as the ball was being snapped. For him not to even have that much experience, is that accurate what I'm saying? And
and probably some of the blitz looks, you know, we're always trying to time up our blitzes. I think everybody in the league is, you know, and I think if you can get a beat on it. One of the things about Naj, he's a really sharp kid. I mean, he's a real smart guy. I think he was an industrial mechanical engineer major. He's got a really good grasp. When he got here, it was one of the first things that struck us. This guy's an intelligent football player. So he, like any other guy, and you can say it, and it can be a cliche, is you're one chin strap away from playing, but do you really approach it that way? And obviously he did. You know, so didn't Allen, so didn't Rock. You know, and when you watched him out here since the first day we got him in September, there was something about him. He's an extremely hard worker. He prepares like a professional. When his opportunity came, he took advantage of it. You know, you can't rely on I haven't got a ton of reps. You know, that's what the deal is in this league, is you're not going to be able to get a ton of reps if you're a backup. But if you go in, you're responsible for all that stuff. And some guys gravitate to that a little bit better, and I think he's one of those guys. So I think it's a credit to him on how hard he's worked. Even though he doesn't get the predominant amount of snaps, D'Amico obviously does and Michael obviously does, but when he got his chance in there, I was really happy with what he did.
Was he just the first inside linebacker up, or was he the one backing up Michael?
He was the one backing up Michael. You know, I think if Meek went down, we would have had Acho in there. We kind of have gotten to a point where we got, you know, kind of some depth there when we moved Casey outside. So
having those guys all ready to step in, does that also speak to the position coaches keeping them prepared for those situations?
Yeah, I think it speaks to everybody. You know, I think you know, it's to the person who's teaching them, but it's also to the student, you know, because it's you know, I think every coach is going to approach it the same way. You're always trying to get everybody prepared, but, you know, there are guys that actually kind of grasp that concept and really work it. You know, you can tell when their opportunity comes, do they take advantage of it, and those guys did, and which is exciting about our depth, because we know we're going to get tested again as the season continues to wear on. So
at the end of the third quarter, there's 30 seconds left. It's not a second guess, so understand that. Could have let the quarter run out right before Riley's touchdown. Mm-hmm. Explain your philosophy on why you just keep on going at the pace that you go. And I understand what you did, just at the pace you go, rather than let the quarter run out and move forward.
Because we I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. And I guess my answer is because we like scoring. You know, so it's the concept of either, you know, we're not in a point, and it wasn't a point in that time in that game when you were thinking about working the clock, but we also you know, felt like we had a pretty good play dialed up, and one of the things about us is we can get into a rhythm, you know, and I think in the second half we got into a rhythm pretty good, and we were moving, you know, and it was just trying to take advantage of what they are. I think a lot of times when you let the other team kind of catch their breath and get settled and then can kind of talk about things, you know, it's obviously we believe the pace we play at isn't what everybody can practice at, so, you know, we're trying to stay in that rhythm as long as it becomes, you know, we also knew when there's 9 minutes and 32 seconds to go and it's a two-score game, now we get into another rhythm, you know, then we get into 4 minute rhythm. But at that point in time, you know, we weren't going to take our foot off the gas at that point. We knew we were going to need more points. So
just to clarify, you said 16 touchdowns, no interceptions. Why would we change?
Just my approach in terms of how we're doing things. And we're always going to, who's up, who's available. You know, and I've made this point before, but I've had guys go down on Friday. So why does it really matter who I say is the starter for the next Sunday's game?
People care. People are curious.
I'm going to name you the starter. You're starting this week, and I'm excited about it. Let's fire it up, write the notes, and let's go.
In training camp, in preseason, when you named Mike the starter.
Because of how he's going to get the reps with two healthy bodies. We don't have two healthy bodies right now.
Well, you also said at the time you wanted to make clear that he was the guy.
Because he had to get the reps. So if I didn't say anything, and Nick was like, I thought there was a competition, but Mike gets 10 snaps and I get 2 snaps, what's going on here? Go ahead. So Nick's getting all the reps right now because Mike's not practicing. So
at some point, Mike will be able to practice.
Yeah, and when that day comes, we'll have a discussion. But that day's not here.
But when you say, why would we change, that indicates.
I was being sarcastic. Okay. I thought that would go over big in this crowd. Okay? A lot of times questions come in this way, there's a lot of sarcasm. You got to be able to catch and receive, you know what I'm saying? So when we don't have a quarterback deal because one of our quarterbacks is out banged up, if you walk out, I don't think there may be a scoop for all you guys, but first team reps tomorrow, Nick's going to take them, okay, for Tuesday. So I've said that tongue in cheek all week long. Who's going to be our quarterback today? On Thursday, it's going to be, you know what I mean? So That's the way it's going to be. We don't have to make any decisions on anything because Mike's not going right now. So,
you have been asked already about the home streak. So have some of the players. Is there a danger in your view that of either trying too much or carrying it around in their heads? You know, game day, trying too much to try to break it, carrying it around all week.
No, I don't think that's our mindset. Our mindset is to win every single game we play. So I don't think – I watch these guys on a weekly basis prepare, and I don't think they say, hey, we're away, let's do this, we're home, let's do this. They don't – they're not like this. It's a consistent group in their approach. What's the answer for us not winning at home and being 5-1 on the road? I don't know. If we knew it, you know, we'd replicate it. You know, do we have to take the buses and drive around for a half hour before we go to the stadium? I don't know. If that was the answer, we would do it. You know, we don't have that answer. But I think we do have an advantage. We love playing at home. Our fans are outstanding. They deserve it. And that's what our goal is right now. We got a one-game season, and it's against the Washington Redskins. It's at home. And we're excited to get back in the link and play in front of our fans.
So guys, it just doesn't mean no more staying at the airport Marriott.
Well, okay, we'll talk about that.
All right, a little feistiness from Chip Kelly. Love it. I think that plays so well with Eagles fans and a little back and forth with the media. It all works. So you heard Chip Kelly say that no injury update for Earl Wolf, for Michael Kendricks, for Jason Peters. However, he did say, as far as he knew, and this is not any sort of official statement, did not think that there was an ACL involved with those knee injuries. So Jason Peters said he felt okay. Michael Kendricks at the end of the day yesterday said he felt better than expected. We'll find out when the Eagles go through all the testing and provide the answers on the health front. All right, off the field today, it is Veterans Day, and the Eagles getting involved with the American Red Cross and some volunteers at Lincoln Financial Field in an effort to honor the committed leadership of our country's veterans and volunteers, the Eagles. And the American Red Cross Southeastern Pennsylvania had a gathering at Lincoln Financial Field to celebrate five outstanding Red Cross volunteers, the Eagles' defensive backs on hand, and it was a really nice event. They signed some holiday mail for hero cards, and then they had a tour of Lincoln Financial Field. So really nice event. You see the Eagles' defensive backs there, and obviously paying great respects to the military, the great men and women who have made the United States of America as free as it is and the freedoms that we all enjoy. So thanks very much for that great event. Thanks very much for joining us today on Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. Stay tuned. We'll have any injury updates for you the rest of the day in our Eagles update. And then tomorrow we're live. Adam Kaplan joins me in studio at noon. So tune in then as coordinators Bill Davis and Pat Shermer meet the media. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.